Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Wayne Tolleson. Batting second, the third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third, the right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Batting second, the DH, Rance Mullinix. Batting third, the center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth, the left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jimmy Key. And now, play ball. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a pop-up towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garcia moves to third. Mullinix moves to second. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla fields the ball and throws to Dotson covering. Safe. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garcia tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. Mullinix moves to third. Mosby moves to second. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols strikes out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mullinix takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mosby takes first base on ball 4. Mullinix moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Barfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla hits a line drive towards first. Leach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullinix for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skinner moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolleson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hewlett. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Hewlett steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mosby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Mosby reaches second base with a double. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Mosby moves to third. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Barfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Cangalosi pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonilla bunts towards the mound. He fields it and throws to first for the out. Cangalosi moves to second. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Cangalosi steals third. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Jim Acker now pitching. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a pop-up towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Acker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Cangalosi now playing center field. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 2 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Fernandez steals second. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a pop-up towards short. Tolleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tolleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Tolleson reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hewlett bunts towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. Tolleson moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach juggles the ball. That's an error on Leach. Tolleson scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The ball gets by Witt. He chases the ball to the backstop. Two outs. Greg Walker pinch hits for John Cangalosi. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonilla for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Greg Walker now playing first base. Bobby Bonilla now playing left field. Reed Nichols now playing center field. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mullinix hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mosby hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mullinix moves to third. Joel McKeon now pitching. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Rick Leach. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mullinix tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bob James now pitching. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Barfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz misplays the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Witt moves to second. Kelly Gruber pinch runs for Ernie Witt. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-3 in the game. Eorg takes first base on ball 4. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Damaso Garcia now playing first base. Buck Martinez now catching. Kelly Gruber now playing third base. Garth Eorg now Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nichols is called out on strikes. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen pinch runs for Joel Skinner. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garcia scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tolleson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson now playing third base. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Carlton Fisk now catching. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Bob J. A. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mosby is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Toronto Blue Jays, 4. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.